Today's class is sponsored by Dr. Shmuel ben Habib for his father's yartzeit, Habib ben Shlomo, the Shomer Shirav and Aliyah. Also Avram Maradian, together. Okay, we started the Maimon now of Tav Shem Chav Beis. So it's on page Tes. Okay, we're up to... five lines to the end of the page. Okay, the Rebbe is bringing down the Maimer that Basi Laganach Yisikar Shechina was here, Shechina left, it came back down. This is through the Mishkan to keep it in a permanent level. It had to be done through Kedesh, Sheker, and Shtusim to transform Shtus to Kedusha. And then he says, this is where we're up to now. Chenik, Aveda Zunasa Yidei B'nei Yisrael, and this Aveda, bringing down the Dere B'techteinim, is done through the Yidin, Shedavka Yidei B'nei Yisrael, Davka through Yidin, Perlim Tere Mitzvah as Pulasam, through Tere Mitzvah accomplishes the mission of bringing Dere B'techteinim. Lachain, Nekroim B'shem Yidei Yisrael, Gam B'shem Tzivis Hashem. Therefore, the Friedrich Rebbe brings on in the Maimer, therefore, the Yidin are called Tzivis Hashem. The army of Hashem, Loshin Sova, right? An army. She has by Gimel Perushim, the Friedrich Rebbe brings down that in the word Sova, army, there's three meanings. One is Tzva Loshin Anshi Chayil, simply soldiers. She Yisrael im Anshi Chayil Mamalim Mamashlim Meretzein Shel Melech Malchi Amlochim Kodesh Baruch Hu. So what it means, the Jews are Tzivis Hashem. They're Hashem's army. They win the battle. They win a Yochem Mechemes Hashem. They fight the battle of Hashem. Second interpretation, Tzva Miloshin's Man Mugvol. Tzva means a limited time. Like the Pasuk says, Alei Tzva Le'enish Ali Oret. Every person has a designated time, how long they're going to live for. So the second interpretation is time, meaning She'enyin Zameir Alei Fino Avoido. It shows, what do you mean, time? That Torah Mitzvah has to come into time and place. Right? There has to be a time that we accomplish. Shekiyim HaTorah Mitzvah Sebeifin shows Slapshus. Bagbola says, Manu Mokim Lamata. So in other words, now he's that, like the Friedrich Rebbe writes in the Maimer, what do you mean, every person has to realize we have X amount of time to live, and therefore you can't waste any time because nobody knows when we're going to go, when we're going to pop off. It could be any moment. So therefore, like they say, it's an American expression, but it's a Torah expression. You have to live every day of your life as if it's your last. Or like the Mishnah says, do tshuva one day before you die. So Mepharshim say, what does that mean? Because we don't know where we're going to die. Every day you got to do tshuva. And the third interpretation, Tzava Lashon Sivyain V'yefi, beauty. Sivyain also means beauty. The inyan of beauty comes, ideas called the Shokamagavnim, through the togetherness of many colors. You don't have beauty with one color. Beautiful art is when different colors blend together in harmony. Therefore, what's the unique Aveda of Bnei Yisrael? Dafka, when every yid is doing different customs and different minhagim and different this, then everybody throughout the world is doing the same mission. By days and nishlam and deva asuli midrishchanti b'seichem. B'chol prati aveda, in every detail of the aveda, kvisha nasim yitzah b'nei Yisrael l'mata, the way it's done down here. So again, the Rebbe is writing that the Friedrich Rebbe explains who creates the Rebbe Tachtoinim, the Yidin, through Torah mitzvahs. That's why they're called the soldiers of Hashem. They're called time, because Torah Mitzvah comes into time and place, and it's also the concept of beauty, which is multi-faceted, multi-colored, different minhagim, different customs, different things, and that is the aved of the Yidden to bring down the deed of the Tachtoinim. So he says, "V'nei la'achar shabayi lulim esayim v'chesim es beiz maimara merishayin ebinyan anal." After the Friedrich Rebbe, like we said, the Friedrich Rebbe wrote four maimara. Each one had five chapters. So now this chapter is going to be 12. So he says, after he finishes the first two maimonim, so he comes to chapter 11 and 12. Meis v'hem shech levayis ha'keicha shenei simul maila. The Friedrich Rebbe continues to explain the powers which every Jew is given from above. Lamali ulahash lamavedazu, to complete this aveda, because again, we have a big aveda to create dira v'tachteinim. And for this, he said, you give the soldiers, like he's going to explain, you throw out the treasures. So in order to explain the koyach, the aveda v'yid, to be able to reveal shechina down here, and therefore, in the 11th chapter, the Friedrich Rebbe gives an introduction. And he explains, when you have the word sava, soldier, obvious by definition, a warrior means there's a war. The name of Tzvokis, one of the seven names of Hashem, is Yidna called Tzivis Hashem. But one of the names of Hashem is called Tzvois, Tzvokis. Meaning, Shani, and the Medrash says, Shani Eisim Mochamer B'Rishoyim, Ani Nikra Tzvokis. Hashem said, why, when I fight against wicked, against evil, then I'm called the name Tzvokis. Like, Kael is Chesed, Alakim is Gvura, Yud Kevav Kitzveres. So the Medrash said, when Hashem says, when I fight wars against evil, then I'm called Tzvokis. Which means, Hainu, Shaklolus Avedos B'nei Yisrael, the general Aved of Yid, Banagosim Ba'elam, Durkin Divalt Apitera Mitzvahs, Velifon to effect, Sha'elam Yisnaig Apitera Mitzvahs. In other words, this mission of a Jew to make a Dira B'Tachtonim means that the whole world should do what Hashem wants it to do. So to have a battle, as we all know, to do Torah mitzvahs and to influence the world to do Torah mitzvahs is a massive battle. And he said, "Beif and Shomuchama," and like Kamaima, like the Zohar says, "Nama pumcharba nelechol." Bread is eaten by a sword. What do you mean? To make a living, you got to really fight. There's battles all over the place in life. And he explains, "Shabamuchama yesh beizin yonim." There's two aspects of war. The Rebbe is quoting what the Friedrich Rebbe is saying, but he's explaining it also. He says there's two aspects of war. Aleph, lishlo, shalom, lovis. One is to capture booty, to capture the spoils of the enemy. Vabeis, and the second primary thing, ikir, in yinamuchama, is b'shvil anitzachin, for the aspect of victory, she'ed k'tzein ha-melech, that it should be what the king wants. You know, when you fight a battle, there's two purposes, either to conquer land, to get additional things, spoils, booty, whatever it may be. And the second aspect of Muhammad is the victory of the king. Like all these big...
glory.
Yeah, but all these Napoleons and the Alexander the Great, so, what were they? They didn't. They had enough money to live very, very well. It was power, might. By them, that was the primary level of war. It wasn't to capture more money. They had all the money they needed. It was, I control the world. It's a control issue. And he says, "Vehine." Okay, lishol inyan shalom, lishol shalom loves to conquer nation, to conquer spoils. He said, that's tam v'das. That's logical. I want to get more money, right? Even though I have enough money, I want to get more money. Like the Medrash says, you have 100, you want 200, you have 200, you have 400. The person's never happy. But that's logical. That aspect of war, to conquer land, is logical. I need more land. Therefore, it's logical how much power. In other words, I'm not going to go fight a country and make $1 million if it's going to cost me $2 million to do it. There's all a cheshbon over here, right? It has to pay. It has to be worthwhile to do. That it has to be reconciling with the spoils and the booty. In other words, the first aspect of battle is a logical war. I want to make more money. I want to get more land. So then you have to figure out, is it worth it? Is it not worth it? Does it pay? Doesn't it pay? So that is a logical way. But when you're talking about the earth, the second reason, the primary reason for war, which is an inyan and itzachin, victory, shekiratzin amelech, that control, basically the word control, kivin shemeduba edus ratzin, shekashi metzim ala melech, because netzach, victory, if you need to get a bit elaborate in the maimed, netzach, nitzachin, touches to the essence, to the core. That is above any logic. It doesn't make sense. Why in the world should I throw out my spoils, throw out my treasures for a little bit more control? It doesn't make sense. You have enough control. You have enough money. Be quiet. Sit down and go home and still go to sleep. It touches in the core. Therefore, people will do to win.
Candidates.
Yeah, look at the...
Trump.
Okay, whatever. Let's not mention Goyish names yet. But... they will do crazy, retarded things to win. Things that are stupid. If you think about it, he says, why? It's above any calculations. Therefore, if this is the will of the king, down here, it has to be the same way. In other words, like this. There's two aspects of the battle of Hashem with evil. One is to conquer more neshamas, so to speak. And then there's, it's going to sound a little funny, but by Deibishter, it's not. Deibishter wants control of the world. What do you mean control of the world? That the world should do what Hashem wants it to do. Now, the difference is, by a physical king, and the Rebbe is going to ask this question soon. By a physical king, it's all an issue of ego. By the Eibishter, like he's going to say, there's no ego by the Eibishter that the world should do what it wants it to do. That's the taiva of Dira V'tachtayim. It's not the Peshat Hashem as, oh, look at me, I control the world. That's a ridiculous statement to say.
He does anyway,
but he wants us to know that he controls. That's the vote. That he controls is a given. Like we're learning in Tanya Wednesday night. The point is, Hashem wants us to realize that he is in control. Like, well, one second. Like we learned the concept of davening, or praising Hashem, it's not that Hashem has an ego, you know, that needs it. But Hashem says, when you realize, I can give you health, you open the channel of health. When you realize I give parnasa, then you become the vessel for, so then I can give it to you because you have a keli for it. But he says there's two aspects of Muhammad, a logical aspect of Muhammad, and then there's illogical aspect of Muhammad, to Nitzachon, which touches the essence of the king, which what the Rebbe is going to bring out, it touches Atzmus, the essence of Hashem. That's the definition. Dira b'tachtonim, Dira Latzmusa is Baruch, a dwelling place for the essence of Hashem. That's the Milchama. And who accomplishes it? The Tzava. Who is the Tzivis Hashem? Us. Right? That's what we are accomplishing, to bring that level of Kedusha into the world. And for that, the king throws out all the treasures. All the treasures that exist. Or, to paraphrase it, Chassidus, like the Kitrug, again, when they saw Chassidus rolling in the street, and the Pinchas, you know, the Pinchas Kardasa was angry. He said, look at this, look what you're doing. You're disseminating Chassidus. He was angry at the Magid and Alter Rebbe. He said, look, you disseminate, look what happens, it's rolling in the street. And Alter Rebbe gave the Moshe, you know, with the jewel crown, the crown jewel, and you grind it up, maybe. So what does it mean, Hashem, Mavaz's day, Hashem is taking Chassidus, which is Yechida of Teda, the essence of Teda, which is connected to the essence of the Jew, which is connected to the essence of Hashem, and he's throwing it out in the streets. Why is that? To win the battle of making a Dira V'tachtonim. So, Kozman, like the question, if Chassid is so important, why wasn't it revealed before?
Right.
And the Rebbe explained, because in the earlier generations, they didn't need it. Now you have an illness, you need the remedy. Before there was AIDS, you didn't need a remedy for AIDS. Before COVID, you didn't need a healing for COVID. So when the world gets darker and darker right before the coming of Mashiach, and you have to win the battle, and normal Yiddishkeit is not going to work because it's a crazy world. In a normal world, you can have normal Yiddishkeit. In a crazy world, you need crazy Yiddishkeit. So how do you get crazy Yiddishkeit? So Hashem throws out the Eitzidus, Momaila. He throws out Chassidus all the way out there into the world to fight the battle and win the war. We're the ones doing it. We're the ones that Hashem gave us the schuz to be able to do it. Not the yoke on our head, or the do's and the don'ts and the restrictions and all that. We are the ones accomplishing the Dirav Tachsayim.
We are trying to.
We are accomplishing it.
Such a minority.
A little light pushes away a lot of darkness. Look at that stupid thing there, that heater. Yeah. What does it do? Zilch. But you stand in front of it, you say, ah, Machaya.
I'm just one, but it doesn't do anything.
But every Jew is a world. Every Jew is a whole world. Okay, anyway. Vaitev. But, okay, shh. Shachain, therefore. Now, we have to react to the way Hashem acts. And Hashem reacts to the way we act. Now, if you want to bring out to win this battle, you have to illogically just throw everything out. You know, just so therefore, that's what Hashem is doing, the general is doing. So we have to react also with craziness. That's the shtus of Kedusha. Shtus of Kedusha is illogical. Because if it's logical, it's not shtus. It's seichel. That's Ishitim. That's the Aveda of us. Okumeshon is boil the ill. Shaveda tzriach liyez ba'efen shel shtus de kedusha. Lamai lemitam v'das. In other words, because there's a battle being fought, and the winning of the battle is completely above logic, and therefore the king throws out the treasures, therefore the soldiers also have to do craziness to win the battle.
Amen.
And then for that, the Eibishter reveals all the hidden treasures. Kabbalah and Chassidus were hidden for many, many years from the masses. Those were the hidden treasures that nobody was able to see. And now the Eibishter takes and throws it out into the street. And he said, and it's given over to the officers, Bishvil Anshi Achayil, for the soldiers, that through the help of throwing out the treasures from above, they'll win the war, and the king will win and fulfill the will of the king. That's why, as we know, most people will tell you, if they're honest, the way to bring people closer to Yiddishkeit is only through Chassidus. That's the way it works. Without it, it doesn't work. You could talk about this, that. But you want to bring a person, you have to touch the neshama. See, even all the... Because Chassidus already flooded the world. Chassidus flooded the world. You listen to the non-Chassidim talk. They never used to... 200 years, they didn't talk like this. Now, all the non-Chassidim in the Kiruv and not Kiruv, when they give speeches, it's all Chassidus. It's all Chassidus. Chassidus permeate. It is. Whatever they say is really Chassidus. I'm saying Chassidus, the greatness of a neshama, what you accomplish. And he said,
that's what masses need. They see the masses need that.
Correct. But that's the bizbiz of Eitzris that everybody is getting now. And now the darkness, the crazier the world, the crazier you need to become. And as a normal world needs normal stuff. A little craziness, a little craziness. Infinite craziness, and there's infinite craziness of Kedusha.
I like that.
You like that? Okay, good. Are you the infinite crazy or the infinite Kedusha? What are you? What?
Crazy.
All these battles that we are talking about, soldiers are benefiting.
Correct. The Friedrich Rebbe writes in the Maimon, the Rebbe elaborates on this, that whose benefit is the treasures being thrown out? Not for the officers, for the guys fighting the war. So they're given, the Rebbe just says the statement, is given through the officers for the soldiers. Because the soldier means, in simple English, me and you, the simple foot soldiers, the yokels, the Gregories and the Georges, and the soldiers, we're the ones getting it. We are the ones getting this. And that's why, like you said the other day, the Rebbe said in my mind, Megist, we're pouring. That's what's being given. And he says, so the Rebbe is saying now, in Perikud Aleph, now the Friedrich Rebbe is giving an introduction to Perikud Beis. So he's explaining, what does Yud Aleph speak about? Yud Aleph speaks about the bizbuz or eitzris, the throwing out of the treasures for the foot soldiers, because in order to win a battle which touches the core and the essence of the king, you need to do crazy things. And he explains, this is explaining to us the power given from above. They're hidden treasures. What is the intent of all this? To open up the treasures. And if you know, the Rebbe, every detail is important. The Rebbe says, the first thing you need to do is open up the treasure house. Second aspect, give it to the soldiers. You're good of the treasure of good. Open up for us. What does it mean is, and this is the biggest difficulty, by the way, that the receiver should realize that it's good. The receiver should realize that the treasures they're giving are good. Because if he doesn't realize they're good, you got a massive problem. He says, this is his good he's getting. Together with the fact that it's coming from the highest treasures from above, the person needs to realize this is really my treasure. Because again, Yechid of Torah, Yechid of Hashem, and Yechid of the Jew are all interconnected. Torah, God, and Hashem and Jews are one. So the Jew needs to understand, because if you don't realize it's good, then you're not going to fight the battle with Chayas. The Dalet Rebbe says in Perek Chof of Tanya, two people are fighting. If one has the stimulus, the
emotional
content, the zeal.
You got it. I don't have to talk here. You guys do all the talking. So the guy might be stronger than you, the other guy. But if you have the oomph to fight, then you're going to win even though you're weaker. We won already. When you go to battle, you go to with a march, you won already.
Have a good day.
Good day. By the way, Yarim has COVID. He called me yesterday. That's why he didn't come. We're missing somebody.